Peter, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Oh, good. Sorry, we were playing phone tag there for a hot... Oh, hold on a second. Sorry, I accidentally played your outro just as I played your intro. That was... It's all... Something's in the air today. I've got a strong suspicion that that the people that you're about to talk about, I reckon they're trying to bring us down, Peter. I reckon there's some conspiracy.
It could be. I'm bound to accept the conspiracy.
You've ruffled some feathers. What are we talking about today?
So I've just been very intrigued. The Southern Baptists are the largest denomination in the United States. So they've got, I think it's 7 million members.
It's wow. Big.
But they have just passed a resolution at their annual gathering, their convention, that cuts out the right for any woman to be a pastor in the denomination. It's just such an astounding decision, but it needs a little bit of digging into.
I mean, because there are a lot of sort of strains of Christian religion that have historically not allowed women to be in leadership, but it sort of seemed to be a bit out of vogue, didn't it, to do that?
Yes, and especially as Baptists on the whole were, you know, reasonably early at permitting women to be preachers.
Yeah.
And given that Baptists as a denomination, really all the authority rests in the local congregation. It's actually the local congregation that ordains people.
Huh.
So when the denomination, over the heads of its individual churches, votes to kick out of the denomination anybody who or any church that ordains a woman as pastor, you've got something kind of strange happening. Given that, say, 20 years ago, there would have been quite a lot of women, and I mean, I don't want to exaggerate, Baptists were not the most in the forefront of that change.
Yeah.
And so I wondered why, and what seems like going in a backward direction. And I wondered why that was the case.
Yeah.
Now, part of it might be, Matt, that in fact the Southern Baptists are only one of several Baptist denominations in this state.
Yeah.
Needless to say, the other big one is called the Northern Baptist.
Oh, right.
And this is a division that happened over slavery in the 19th century.
Oh, wow.
So the Southern Baptists were in favour of slavery. Whereas the Northern Baptists would expel any member who was in favour of slavery. So for a start, you've got a more conservative constituency. And the South is a bit like that. And remember that there's an enormous number of black Baptists in the States, but not many of them are in the Southern Baptists.
Right.
They're in separate black Baptist denominations.
Right.
And that's hardly surprising. But I think the other reason for the backward step is this. Southern Baptists, through various reasons, have become more and more biblical literalists. And this is intriguing because the tendency in a lot of denominations is becoming less literalistic in your reading of the Bible. And the Southern Baptists have gone the other direction. They've started expelling from their accredited schools where they train people to be pastors. They've started accrediting those who have taken liberal stances, and steadily they've become stricter and stricter.
Yeah.
And there was a spectacular moment 2 years ago when a woman who has a great popularity in evangelical sources and has her own private jet, I think, to fly around and do addresses. She's been to New Zealand. Her name is Beth Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And she denounced the Southern Baptists for their conservatism on their attitude to women. And I think that, in a way, this is their revenge.
Right. yeah. Well, America loves getting revenge on women. That is another trend that you can see, you know. But it is, you ask me, it's a little misguided.
Yeah, that's right. Another factor is that they become more and more Calvinist. Now, Baptists are a mixture of Calvinists and non-Calvinists.
Mm-hmm.
But the Calvinist is in the predominance in the at least the Southern Baptists in the U.S. So I think that's a factor as well.
Okay. I have to confess I don't know what that means exactly, but...
So Calvinists mean those who adhere to... It's called Reformed theology. It's the theology of Presbyterian churches.
Right.
So it's churches that take the attitude that God has predestined some to be saved and some not to be saved.
Oh, okay.
And that you just have to, if you're not on the saved, you have to just grin and bear it.
Okay. And do whatever you like, obviously. That'd be. Imagine if you found out quite early on you weren't going to heaven, and you were just like, you could spend your whole life just doing whatever you like. I suppose the same could be said if you don't believe in God, I suppose. But tell us what the inevitable question with something like this is, like, how is it affecting us back home? And has there been any murmurs of the Baptist churches of New Zealand sort of spoken up and said, don't worry, we're not going to be doing this, that's insane?
Yep. Well, in fact, the national director of the Baptist Union of New Zealand, a new director called Chris Chamberlain, has put out a commentary, doesn't specifically refer to what the Southern Baptists have done, but I'm sure that's in his mind,
mm-hmm.
stating with pride that the Baptist churches, the proportion of Baptist churches that have female pastors has been going up steadily since the year 2000, and so that women now have a much more equal chance of getting to be pastors than they had in the past.
Oh, that's...
Now, that's good. I mean, I might say it's still a distinct minority, and there'd be lots of Baptist churches that wouldn't take a woman pastor.
Yeah, but unofficially.
A lot would not state that. There is a bit of a conservative element brewing in some Baptist quarters. I think that's right. But here's where New Zealand is different. In Australia, for example, there's steps just been taken over the last 2 years to kick out any church that shows a positive attitude towards LGBT people.
Really?
But, and so they've had to form those churches. There are seven churches that have been kicked out in Victoria and New South Wales, and they've had to form their own Open Baptist Association.
Interesting.
Whereas in New Zealand, I think the proportion that are beginning to accept LGBT people, while it's a tiny minority, is very gradually increasing, and that's the positive side.
Yeah.
I think New Zealand is more liberal than Australia, and it's way more liberal than the States.
Yeah, well, yeah. We always like to be, to feel assured of that and to be proud of that. But then every now and again, you know, I shan't name names, but, you know, I'll give you a clue. Three of them are in charge of the country right now. Sometimes these people come along and just sort of inexplicably decide to go backwards. And it's just like, you know, you just think, it's so much of it seems to be, copying, just copycat behavior. So
precisely.
We've just got to keep our eyes peeled.
One of the things we need to be aware of is that we tend to assume from a liberal perspective that gradually people are becoming more enlightened. But there's no reason to think that is the general trend. It might have been the general trend over the last 150 years. But prior to that, there have been plenty of times when it's gone in the other direction. And maybe we're heading that way at the moment.
Maybe. Well, let's not, though. Let's just not.
No, I'm doing my best. But it's just interesting watching the trend.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much for being our watchdog as always. And, you know, if there's anything we can do here at BFM to help the cause back home, then, of course, you know, just give us a shout and we'll make some phone calls and do some interviews.
Set your objectives bigger. You should aim to bring down the Southern Baptists.
Oh, that's what we're doing right now. Yeah, there's people are getting their pitchforks out once they hear this. All right. Thank you, Peter.
You take care.
Brilliant.